Well, tonight, September 25, I believe, is it 26? Let me look. Calendar 26. Yeah, 26. We will be covering a lecture that I did a while back with a panel with Alvina Fulton, who was well known to the black community, along with Dick Gregory, who I'm sure you're familiar with, quite famous guy, and several other very famous people. And we're talking about the chemistry of the African American and how their chemistry sometimes needs different, has different health condition and situations, as do Caucasians. And everybody's a little different. And these are some of my best friends. And Alvina Fulton took care of some of the most famous, including Ray Charles and so many of the great names in the entertainment industry, and she knew Martin Luther King, and she's quite a famous lady, so you're in for a real treat tonight. So welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, and without any ado, we shall rock and roll here. Get the baby out of the basket.
Estimation. What is senility? And this forgetfulness, early forgetfulness, is the body and brain is not fed. The bloodstream has to have the right food in it.
That's Alvina Fulton, world famous lady.
Now, I teach people how to eat, to have a good memory, have a good brain. I have 10 young people working for me, and every once in a while, they think they're going to trap me in forgetting. I said, listen, I know how to keep the brain from forgetting. You don't. Don't think you're going to pull a trick on me. I know what's going on. I know what's going on. Because you think I had 2-3 more birthdays than you had. You're going to trick. Oh, no. I know what keeps the brain alive and functioning. And not only the brain, the whole body from head to foot. You understand? I do understand. I know what keeps the whole body functioning. From head to foot, brain, and everything else. Now, when this circulation gets bad, and you get too full and too big in here, you're going to have some problem that you're going to have to track down. Well, clean all of that out. Get some colonics. And clean all of that out, because right behind all in the sigmoid, where you got all that waste, that's where you need to clean it out. And then you'll be healthy and active and energetic. It's very, very rich and rewarding experience to be here with you today. And I'm just excited and happy. I'm excited and happy to be here with you today. God bless
you. Oh, my God, that was very touching. Very good.
Thank you very much. Sometimes when you meet a person, you'll feel a lot of heart from the person. Sometimes when you meet, you'll be in a room, someone will walk in, and their heart is so big, it'll cover the whole room. Sometimes, rarely, you meet someone whose heart is so big, it encompasses the whole humanity. Our favorite, Dick Gregory.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
And we'd like to say thank you very much, and we just thank and praise God for this moment. And be sure, those of you that's not taping, to pick up these tapes outside and take this back and listen, because a lot of times you really don't hear what you think you hear. You have to sit down and take it, and a lot of times people say things that they didn't say. I heard some of it today. Dr. Fulton say something that she didn't say. She said the reason they didn't put her in jail because she didn't think nobody would be listening. She didn't say that. They didn't put her in jail because of the power of fasting and praying. And those others that have gone to jail, have they understood that power? And had they not understood that power, but into that, they wouldn't have gone to jail either. There's certain powers and forces that this brother talked about, that energy level that we all have inside of us. And that's what power is. And this is what is so invaluable and so important by what you're hearing today, is when you tune into them forces, all the knowledge and all the information that ever was and ever will be, the day you was born, you brought it with you. And these slick, degenerate pimps, and it didn't just start now, it didn't start here in America, it started a long time ago with a master conspiracy of how can I control the masses. And understand that they worry about controlling the masses because they deal with dynasties. And so they have already projected that 700 years from now, my blood will still be here. And where we are on this short span where they got us work a long time. So what they doing now went into motion a long time ago. Doc was saying that how much we learned from watching them animals. Animals fasted, animals was taking command. I sure wish I'd have been looking at them animals. I don't know where you was looking at. I watched animals, but they sure wasn't doing no fasting. I was doing what they was doing too, but there wasn't no fasting. I learned how to fast from you, not from no animal. I learned how to take colonics from you, not from no animal. Now, I watch animals like most of us have. I used to look out my window, hear them cats out there in the middle of the night. I was watching animals. I don't know, maybe they was fasting. I don't know. If they was fasting, I've been fasting for a long time, though. The first person I ever seen fast was my daddy. And he wasn't nothing but a heathen and an alcoholic and a drunkard. But I watched him in the alley one day shoot craps for 48 hours. Didn't move. Didn't drink no water. Didn't eat nothing. I said, now that's a fast. But some serious business that's fixing to go down. You see it happening every day. Look what happened in Philadelphia. You know, nobody ever thought in their right mind living in America. Oh, out of all the countries in the world, that would drop a bomb on itself. But it really didn't surprise me, because if there is a God at all that say what go around, come around. You cannot go all over the world dropping bombs on everybody else and don't drop some on you. If there's any God at all that says as you plant it here today, you got to harvest it over here tonight, a country that go around spreading chemical poisons all over the world, it don't surprise me when they come back home and put it in your food. What surprised me is that you will eat it. It don't surprise me that they poison the water. What surprised me is you will drink it. And then that really don't surprise me, because if you drink as much whiskey as you do and snort as much coke as you do and drink all that other stuff, then you serious? And then get on a plane sitting next to a white dude on my way to Mexico the other day, and I said, where you going? I said, I'm going to Mexico. He said, don't drink the water. I said, you don't have to go there to stop drinking water. You serious? It's coming fast. And it's coming quick. And those of you all that's in tune to that inner force will be here when it's over. You see, man is such an insignificant nothing that he wish he did have something to destroy the planet. First, if he had it, he wouldn't tell you about it. It'd be the biggest military secret gone. So the fact he haven't got it, he's going to try to convince you that he have got it. And he do a good job of it. He ain't convinced me. I say, bring it on. While y'all be asleep at night, I say, come on, chump, drop it. Then he said, I'm crazy. Because as long as he can write you off as crazy, then he don't have to drop something that don't have the ability to do what he tell everybody it has the ability to do. Any woman, regardless of how rich or how poor, how black or how white, when your 9-month pregnancy is up, there's not an army that this chump's ever put together can put them guns on you and make that baby stay in you. There's a power that supersedes all that craziness. Sit around, look at 7 babies born at one time. And the thing that bothers me about that is all my life, I'm 54 years old. I read where there's 6 babies, 7 babies, and all them white women. And the world is 7% white folks 93% non-white folks, and ain't no way in the hell the universal order gonna let 7% do something that 93% can't do unless there's something going on that they ain't told us about. Somewhere. And so I say to you, you know, it's in here. And the long as you misuse that and don't eat right and that interference getting in, you really can't hear. You have to listen to your body. Listen to it. When you take exercise, listen to your body. When you read the paper, turn on television, turn on the news, just listen to it. All that stuff, all that, whatever you tell me, it makes sense. Heart transplant. Oh, it makes sense. Every time I hear that, I just rub mine. Say, come on, baby, you know I'm not going to replace you. That's it. You see it? You see it? No, you better take care of that one you got. Especially you poor folks. Yeah, and if you want one, you better go get it now. While they're trying to perfect that operation, because once they get it tight, you never get one of them. You know there ain't no rich folk getting none, you know that? Yeah, they said, what about a heart transplant? I said, I'll take mine when DuPont get it. No, as long as they don't work right, they're just experimenting now. Just experimenting. William Schroeder, boy, look worse now than he did when he had that old bad heart in him. He don't even know where he is. William Schroeder's leaving the hospital today, and they moved him across the street. That's where he is. That boy didn't live across the street from that hospital before he had that transplant. Moved him across the street. And the only one that really makes sense was that dude in Sweden about 6 weeks ago that got that heart transplant. And after they got the heart transplant, all the publicity came out, they found out he was the number one. Did y'all read that? Number one mafia, syndicate, gangster, income tax evading in all of Sweden. And then nothing they can do about it because Swedish law says, when your heart stops, you dead. American law said the brain waves. So theoretically, they can never prosecute this chump no more because his heart's gone. Yeah. So they're sitting around looking at the number one hoodlum thug in Sweden and can't do nothing about it because legally, he dead. Because if I was them, I'd get that heart and put it in somebody and bust them. But you have to listen. I mean, William Schroeder. I picked up the paper on Valentine's Day, and right on the front page, it said, William Schroeder, 53 years old today. I said, can you believe the only chump on the planet that haven't got a heart is born on Valentine's Day? And this last one they gave that heart transplant to, where they had all them complications y'all read about, they gave him 21 pints of blood in 24 hours. And the reason they said he's having problems was, they said his chest cavity. Y'all remember that was what? Too small. That's a lie. They put a heart in the man too large. I mean, they took that cat's heart out of him and then found out they didn't have small or medium. Let me ask you, look here. How old are you, brother? He's 31 years old. We're going to open him up now. Now, his chest cavity is the same size now it was before we opened him up. Now, how I'm going to put a heart in him and say the complications is his chest cavity too small? I can put a heart in the man too large. But I never trusted medicine. But I wish everybody else could be as honest with me as them doctors. I mean, they tell you from the GO, when you walk up there and see that symbol of that crooked stick with two snakes wrapped around it, check me out. Okay? You know that. And that little old room over there where they be doing their stuff is called a hospital. That's a Latin word for hospice, meaning place to die. And 85% of all Americans that died last year died in hospitals. So they live up to their... So somewhere, y'all better kind of, you know, keep your thing together. And all you have to do is listen. All you have to do is listen. I mean, everybody be into all kind of funny different bags and all that kind of stuff. All you have to do is listen. And if you listen long enough, even if you're listening to the wrong thing, if you just get quiet, that quietness will overwhelm all negativity. And all at once, you'll be on the right track. But, you know, everybody got, you believe you got to go over here and go through 25,000 hoops to do this and do that. You have to do that because of your lack of discipline. And that's what that whole game's about. But there's a thing inside of you, there's a power, there's a force inside of you. And that force don't tolerate certain things. And when you try to accept certain things, for instance, there are levels inside of you. That if there's certain scenes of horror that's being committed up here, when you reach your level, you'll faint. And if we can put smelling salts and keep you looking at it, then you're going to brain damage. There's levels of pain that when those levels of pain get so great, you pass out. There are levels that protects you. And you have to listen. And we're so busy doping up ourselves. And this is why black folk got to eat all that old crazy food. You ain't eating bad. Look, black folk ain't eating bad because they want to eat bad. You took bad food and made it taste good. Think about that. And if you don't believe it, before you eat some dumplings, eat them raw. That's right. All that chicken y'all like, eat it raw. And the system know it. I was there with some friends. I was in a negotiation, and it just blew me away. I mean, I could not believe what this chairman of the board told them. Winn-Dixie, one of the major food chains in the world, don't hire no black folks to amount to nothing at all. And Reverend Joseph Larry was sitting in that room negotiating with the chairman. And he got no satisfaction. And he said to the chairman, well, guess I ain't got nothing to do but to throw up my pickets. And that chairman looked at him and said, and if you do that, I swear to you, this is what he said, if you do that, I got to bring my fryers out. He said, what do you mean by that? He said, I'll lower my chicken prices to 24 cents a pound. And them little old black ladies will march right over your pickets. Now get on out of here. I said, Reverend, what do you think about that? He said, he was right. There's few people that by the way you eat, they have already decided they can control you. Liquor stores do not do nothing but breed consumption. For years, until I really started checking the census tract, I thought consumption breed liquor stores. Liquor stores breed consumption. And so they will put a liquor store in my neighborhood when there's not even no need for it, knowing that it will breed consumption. And the real problem is that you're going to always have that problem. Because as long as black folks tolerate this racist, insulting system, I can bring you fresh fruit with no chemicals in it, and there's something inside of you that will mess it up. Understand how it works. You can have all the health one would want, all the education one would want, and all the money one would want. To be a black man in America, you're reduced to a boy. And as long as you're going to sit idly by and not change the system and think by being quiet and peacefully and praying to God is going to do that, there is no God that has any integrity or any honesty that would ever sanction that black folks and that you women sit back and take off what a system, what you take off of it. No way. And you have to pay a price. You have to pay a price for ignoring, for wanting to peacefully coexist. You want to sweat hard and go to college and send your children to college, not so they can change this vicious system, but so they can be part of this filth. You've got to be out your mind. To go to med school so you can work with a sickness of a race of people that have tolerated filth. There's no act of God. The greatest doctor of them all was Jesus Christ, if you're a Christian. And yet, that universal God force could come down and walk through the black community today and touch all you sick black folks and heal you, and you'd be back to where you are next week. Don't believe it? Ask her. She see the same people over and over and over and over and over. Because if you're not working to change the conditions that make you want to get high, that make you want to eat that stuff, there's a condition in your body that makes chitlins taste good to you. Chitlins, the doo-doo holder. And until you're ready to deal with that, don't fool with sesame seeds, baby. That's temporary. And see, and the problem with black folks is, the problem with black folks, y'all get into hell for a few minutes and you say it don't work. You say it don't work because the conditions that exist that you tolerate creates an atmosphere in your body that make you have to hate. Black folk walk around scared. And those that ain't walking around scared ain't jumping on nobody but other black folk, which ain't nothing but fear. Scared to deal with the system, scared to stand up and tell the truth, scared to be honest. And then walk around talking about y'all. Y'all is the prayingest God talking about niggas I ever seen in my life. And don't even understand that fear and God don't occupy the same space. You're going to have a gun. You're going to have a gun and a Bible in your house and don't realize the gun cancels out the other one. Because there's a universal God force that don't tolerate that. Either I'm the supreme being and can take care of you against anything, or you automatically recognize that I don't exist, and that gun you got wants you to do that will not save you. Black folks so celebrity struck, bunch of old ignorant celebrity status athletes, that y'all put more credence on them than your grandma who got more integrity in her baby fingernail than most of us have. Okay? Prince with some purple rain. You nigga need to be singing about some black jobs. Serious. But I can understand that. I know why you need that whole celebrity thing. Celebrities don't know why. They got to go through such change because celebrity status and God don't occupy the same space. And most black folks strive to get up to the top because they think they can duck racism and duck a vicious system, but they can't. Because when it reduces down to that same thing, until you change it, until you move it out the way. There's no way you can be quiet and move Hitler out the way. There's no way you can be quiet and move the mess we got in this country out the way today. And that's what the problem is. But you black folks have sit and have compromised because of money. You join unions, and the unions was as racist as the Ku Klux Klan. And because they made you $5 more than your cousin was making in Memphis, you didn't complain. You sit and talk to me at home about God and prayer, and then go to work and listen to the dictates of some mafia, syndicate, hoodlum thug that you call Mr. and Yes Sir and No Sir, without realizing that reduced you down to the scum of the earth. You marched off to wars to fight against people that had never done anything to you at all, because you were scared to say no. And somewhere, when you understand that, then you'll understand why you eat worse than anybody else. Then you'll understand why 93% of all black folks that die from cirrhosis of the liver ain't never had a drink of alcohol in their life. Just cross combinations of food that cannot get out the colon, and then the colon turns into a distillery and kicks it in alcohol and kick it through the bloodstream. And how many times did I hear those black neighbors saying to my mother and them, "Well, I didn't know she drank. You know, she had cirrhosis of the liver." And I've heard you for a long time. "Well, I would get involved, but you know, I just want to live a long time. You know, they'll kill you. They'll blow up your house. They'll take your job away from you. There's a universal God force, and I ain't never believed that God force meant for me to work. And if it did, it meant for me to work for honest, ethical people. And as a father of 10 black children and married to the same woman for 26 years, bless her heart, I have never, ever, ever made a decision based on how it would affect or benefit my family. And I told my wife a long time ago, this thing out here that we're fighting for is bigger than you, it's bigger than me, and it's bigger than these children. Shame on you. You black folk can kill me reducing, hiding behind your children. Go to work and take all kind of insults, reduced down to animals. And what do? You come home and you damn near hate your children. You attack them, you yell at them, you holler at them, you scream at them. Now, white folks might not know that because they ain't in your house with you. But niggas know what niggas be doing. You're the most hateful, vicious heathen that ever walked the planet. Well, he was walking around with a baseball bat. Oh, damn, ain't no son of mine going, nigga, I'll kill you. Saying that to his boy, and he really didn't mean it. It was that white boy that goosed him in his butt all day at the work and called him boy and coon and nigga that he dared not say nothing to. Then he's going to come home and want to get his manhood on the children. You ain't nothing that God would even look at twice in the farm yard. Are you serious? Are you serious? That's what the problem is. How do you black women think y'all can be praying all the time and your heart don't work right? Legs hurt. Get out of bed. Wobble to work and wobble back. What do you think that's all about? And then produce a bunch of heathen boys to be gladiators for a white racist system so you can sit back home and be proud. And they can snort it up damn near all the coke in Peru. How long? How long do you think you can peacefully coexist with filth? And then sit around and want to blame all your problems on Ronald Reagan, like everything that ever was, ever would, you wanted, you had, and Reagan got into you. You ain't never had it. You just look for excuses to blame why you haven't got it. Well, we did something in the 60s. I just thank God I was part of that. Yeah, we did something in the 60s that jammed you black folks in a way that you've never been jammed before. Thanks to Martin Luther King and that whole aura and this whole civil rights movement and that whole struggle and all them decent black folks and white folks that was willing to die. That we hit that door over there in the way in the 60s that they can never close it again. Never happened before. We hit it in a way it can never be closed again. And the only thing coming through that door is light. And all you black folks had to do since then is go over there and push the door that we opened up. And you too vicious and crazy and ornery and poison to even do that. You had the dope door, the drug door, the get another religion door, the sesame seed door, the education door. That's the door, because until you walk through that one, the rest of it don't count, baby. You'll fast and colonic yourself to death until you can purify a system that keeps poison running through your body. How long? How long? That's what that whole game. And so you're doing it. Some of y'all, you were right. They would have killed you. You living now to 80 or 90 years old. But that don't count. Because there's a God force you born with that at a certain age, not at birth because it's too powerful, at a certain age it runs rampant through your body. And when that God force opens up, if you tolerate insults or racist systems or oppressive system, that God force leaves. Well, you black folks was walking around in America and your spirit is dead. That's why there's not another group of people on this planet to walk around talking about, I got soul, like you black folk. Because in your subconscious mind, you know something's missing. It ain't soul. It's the spirit that's laying there dormant because it will not tolerate. And once you create an atmosphere inside of you that will tolerate filth to the extent that your spirit dies, it don't make a difference what you eat. And you have to eat a whole lot of whatever it is because it's automatically turned into poison. In America, two people, one black, one white, live in the same house, eat the same food, go to the same doctor, get sick the same time with the same sickness, go to the same hospital. That black person, it takes 9.6 days to get well. The white person, it takes 6.2 days to get well. It's something that runs so rampant inside your foul body because you tolerate such filth that it takes you longer to recover from a sickness than do white folks. How long? How long will you tolerate this mess without raising that God consciousness to change it around? Come to most black folks' house. Now, y'all ain't got King's picture, Malcolm picture. Y'all got some old pictures, some old Prince, nigga. I mean, your insanity is such a level that just with a simple picture in your house, you can't even be honest. And thank God there is a God that you can't trick. White folks don't know why black folks got to wear all these new outfits and stay clean most of the time. All these outrageous outfits like Mr. T, because y'all trying to hide something. But you can't hide, because what you feel that need to be hidden is not outside, it's inside is where you dirty. And you can take all your baths and put on all your perfume and all your makeup and all your fine garments and live in all them old fine houses and drive all them fine cars. And if you notice, you still ain't satisfied. Maybe Michael Jackson's a prophet when he did that Thriller and showed all them zombies and monsters. Because if that real living God could look down at black folks in America, that's what he would see, is zombies and monsters. You have to be a zombie or a monster or something strange to tolerate what you tolerate. And then pull your bank account out and sit there and talk about, well, look what I, you ain't got nothing. When this is gone, it's all over. And if you look at statistics, it proves it. Don't look at what you call success. That's been determined by hoodlums and thugs. Here, jail. You look at the statistics in jail. Only thing keep you out of jail is education. And education ain't nothing in this system. But you can be guaranteed with education not going to jail. And if you don't believe it, do what we did one day. Look at the educational level in the jails across this country. County jails, educational level, 4.2 grades. State jails, 4.6. Federal jails.
Pretty interesting, so we'll turn it over and continue on. I was so entertained by that, I almost spaced out on it. This guy's great, isn't he? There's more. I'm coming right on up. I like the comedic approach to serious health conditions. It will start playing here in a minute, and we'll be back on track. This was a great
level
group
of the people who take care of the jails. And we took Reedsville Penitentiary in Georgia and added the two doctors and the two psychiatrists to it, and it ended up being 4.2. The same educational level that's in jail is the same educational level that takes care of them. We black folks in America is 11% of America's population. But 70% of all homicide committed last year, we did it. Oh, it is a God. Once you carry yourself in a way and tolerate such a filthy, degenerate system, I will take your spirit away from you. And once that's gone, you hate yourself. And everything you can be nasty to, everything you can be vicious to, everything you can kill, you killing you. That's what that murder rate is so high. You black folks, you can sit and listen to some white racist system try to tell you why, but you was born and raised black, and you know we don't have homicidal genes in our body. You know that. The suicide rate in America among black folks is higher than any group, and 93% of black suicides went to white colleges. Y'all gonna play that game. And keep playing it, but you better play it quick and you better play it fast, baby, because recess is just about over. 40% of every cassette record tape was bought last year in America was bought by black folks. And we 11% of the population. 50% of every movie ticket sold in America last year didn't only go to black folks, but black folks aged 12 to 24. There's something wrong when 11% of a population need to spend that much out of proportion of your income to be entertained. What are you trying to hide? And after the music quits, and the music stops, that same problem is in your body. You can't turn that hi-fi up long enough and loud enough to drown out the truth. The number one killer, the number one cause of death of black males, age 20 to 24, last year was homicide. Mad. You think at a system. No, mad at a filthy, degenerate, racist, heathen system that you tolerate. You taught to tolerate it by your mom and your dad. Be careful, nice. Go to school. Behave yourself, boy. Be nice. Just get your education. That's what you need. You know every nigga on this planet know a nigga in America with 3-4 doctor's degrees that worked in the post office. So why don't y'all stop that whole educational lie? Why don't you stop that lie? We know damn good and well we could get Americans to stop smoking cigarettes if we could prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that anybody that smoked as of June the 21st would turn jet black. Even black folks would stop smoking. Now, what do that mean? It means we know that smoking cigarettes causes cancer, but we can't stop smoking. But if it turned me black, I could. So what I'm saying, to be black in America, I'd rather be dead than be black. And most of you black folks haven't done anything. And you considered a good citizen by America if you just work, behave, don't get in no marches, don't get in no conflict, and pay your taxes and die and go to bed. But there's another guideline that God set up that supersedes these heathens that run these countries. And that's where your cancer comes from. And that's why you have all them aches and pains and lay in bed and can't sleep. All you thought it was, if I could just eat, I'd be all right. Now y'all eating more than anybody ever ate and rumbled all night long, farting. Everybody run out the block. Black women's death rate in America is 53% higher than a white woman's death rate. You know what that means? That means for every one dead white woman, you got to add 53 sisters next to her. And if you put that through a computer, we've been dealing in a negative balance as far as you're concerned. For every one teenage white girl last year that died from a heart attack, there was 3 teenage black girls that died from a heart attack. For every 4 black women in America under 28 years old, for every 4 black women in America 28 years old, one of them got high blood pressure. So I say to you as I leave you, you can make that difference. You better hurry up and make that commitment. Because there ain't going to be that many around here. And see, you cannot blame white folks no more. I wish I could. But baby, let me tell you black folks something. If all white folks disappeared and left America tonight, tomorrow morning, you black folks would basically have the same problems without them you have with them now. So it ain't them. They think it's us. If all black folks disappeared tomorrow, white folks in America gonna basically have the same problem. So hey, boss, it ain't me. So if it ain't me and it ain't him, what is it? It's a combination of all of us being ungodly, unethical, unspiritual, locked into a bunch of isms and osms wrapped with greed that none of us believe in. And until that is changed, and until you work to change that, until you work to move that, you're going to have some strange rumbles running through your body. And they can call it anything they want to call it. They can call it AIDS. That ain't number germ warfare. That's all that is. They be dropping all kind of stuff. They be doing now, they're getting ready to radiate your food. Yeah, did y'all see that? Big article yesterday, they're getting ready to radiate the food. Cat asked me, he said, what you going to do about that radiating food? I said, man, I got a force inside of me that reduces radiating food down to the cleanest food you can ever have. We got a cleanser down here when this is right. When this is right, there's a universal God force that say when you don't take no insults, when you honor and respect me and don't let nobody push you over because of the color, you still look like me. And anytime you fail to realize that, you violate me. And when you take care of that, I will take care of you. So it wouldn't make me no difference. They grow my sesame seeds in an atomic plant. So I just want to thank all of you all and think this is our token white. So make sure when y'all go out there and buy them tapes, take them home. There's a white boy sitting up there. A whole lot of niggas are listening knowing the white boy was there. Yeah. A lot of white folk don't know that, but you know. See, white folk really was as hip to us as we are to them, but we'd really be in trouble. If white folk knew how scared black folks was of herpes, and we don't even get it. I was so glad when Time magazine came out with that article and said herpes basically is 98% white in America, and the other two, they don't know who that is. But if white folk, I mean, I never will forget, black folks never even heard of herpes until they saw that stuff on 60 Minutes one Sunday. And my phone like ran off the hook Monday. Brother Greg, what about herpes? I said, man, don't worry about you ain't getting herpes. Worry about what you get. Claps, crabs, gonorrhea, syphilis. I'm standing on the corner one day in Chicago, black dude telling me about herpes. Man, he rapping about it. He's standing there eating a sandwich, worrying about herpes. He got a crab on him so big, it zipped his pants down. Reached up, snatched his sandwich out of his hand. I said, hey, man, what was that? He said, I don't know what it is, but I know it ain't herpes. And so if you white folks were just hip to our fears. But see, we don't scare you no more. We used to be scared. No, white folks don't scare us no more. Herpes scare us. And so if you walking through a black neighborhood, and don't be scared to walk through no black neighborhood. You know, I mean, this is your America. How can you feel? I mean, I feel insulted being white, knowing this is my country, and there's a certain place I can't walk in that black neighborhood. I wouldn't even understand that. But I'm going to tell you white folks how you can do it. You go through there. Now, I ain't going to lie to you. There's a possibility you're going to get jammed. There ain't no lie. I am not going to lie to you. There's a possibility you will get attacked and get your kicked. Okay? But don't let that stop you. And let me just let you know this. You're not getting jumped on because you're white. That same corner, they will kick my grandmothers. That's right. And if they whoop my grandmother and wouldn't whoop you, that would really be racism. Well, let me tell you how to do it. You can do it today. You walk through. Look out the side of your eye. Don't peek. Just look. Across the street, 10 evil-looking niggas that look like an army. It's just 10 of them. See, when you white folks be looking at niggas, y'all see triplets. And when you look over there and you see they're looking at you and you think they might be coming to get you, don't even enter that thought. They coming to get you. You know that? But don't stop. Just keep walking. And they're going to walk up and say, all right, honky. It's definitely that they are talking to you. Up against the wall. Now, at that point, don't break and run. But see, that old marathon running y'all be in, too, that don't get it in the neighborhood. No, that work okay out in the suburbs where you ain't gonna get chased by number one them old overfed dogs. You know? But in the ghetto, hey baby, if you cannot do a quick 50 yards, forget it. Now, there's some white boys. Now, all white boys ain't no pushover now. A lot of niggas be thinking they can whoop all white. No, some of y'all can fight, and there's a couple of you white boys can get down. There's a couple of you white boys can run 50 quick yards. If you got that in you, go for it, baby. Go for it. If you can get you a quick 50 yards, because most black folks, especially them type of niggas with that mentality, they got high blood pressure, and after 50 yards, that shit catch up with them. That's right. That's right. You safe. That nigga back there having a blood pressure attack. And when you can tell when it hit them, niggas stop running and start throwing bricks. Hey, I tell you, y'all know all you white folks seen football? Professional football? You see one of them black guys catch that kickoff and run at 60 yards, and when he get through, y'all think he just be happy? That nigga having a high blood pressure, he throw that ball down, the niggas be doing that. You know how they be doing that? That's how you bring your blood pressure down. Now, the next thing is remember what they tell you, up against the wall. Now, that don't mean reach in your pocket and take out your wallet, because they have not announced it's a robbery yet. See, a lot of you white folks always want to be directing stuff. Just shut up and get up against the wall, and whatever you do, don't say, Jesus Christ, guy, that will get you hurt. Just get up against the wall, and at that point, when they say, all right, honky, give me all your money. Well, you know what it is. It is a serious robbery. And at that point, you turn around and say, I hope you get this over with quick and take this money quick. I'm running late for my herpes shot. What? Honky? Herpes? Damn. And then they'd be arguing with each other. I didn't touch his money. Yes, you did. Get away from me, nigga. I did. Yeah. And the white folks in America understand the same thing that makes us sick makes you sick. We had to turn this whole thing around. What y'all really need to do is go out there and buy that tape. Get that tape. And listen to it over and over and over. And then hear something, shut it off, and let it play with you, and listen to it, and roll it around. Because everything you heard up here is in you. But just so much fog and so much cloud and so much confusion that it's hard to believe it. And so I just want to thank Alan and all of the people who worked so hard to put these conferences on, where we can all come together and share and hear and feel and touch and see. And it's going to work. I mean, right is going to win out. Good, healthy body is going to win out. And I'll leave you back, folks, and tell you, get into physical fitness. You know, y'all be walking around, think all you got to do is get into health, and you don't need to get in. You got to get into physical fitness. You know, well, all you got to do is walk. You don't have to get out of that old crazy running and all that old crazy. Well, I got a bad leg. That's okay. Walk bad. Let's walk. Nigga told me the other day, tell me he had a problem. I said, man, you need to get out and take you some exercise. You need to get out and walk. He said, but man, I can't. That sun. I said, well, man, when at the time I'm talking about walking, ain't no sun. I love you. God bless you. Peace be with you. I guess it's 4 o'clock, so question and answer has been answered. Bye.
Lannis Pauling is speaking next door, Nobel Prize winner, Vitamin C man. He's speaking next door that way. Yeah. We have one more announcement here before we go.
My name is Maraway Wims, and I'm with the, please sit down. Earlier this year, we put on for the first time in this country a conference called Traditional Healing Systems of the African Diaspora. And what we did, we took the art, the technique, and all the traditions of the way black people have had to do things in silence, in hiding, and brought them out. And the most significant thing was is that we brought Dr. Fulton out there, and she was honored with a proclamation from the city of Berkeley. Ah, am I holding it right? First healer ever so honored by a city, and February 9th was proclaimed African Traditional Health Awareness Day. So we have going what is the February 9th movement, which means every year, please hear this because it's important, every February 9th we are asking black people in honor of this day, which was proclaimed a day of traditional healing for people of African descent, to do something in terms of healing. And we were asked by the UN to present the findings of our conference in Nairobi, Kenya, this summer. So we did Xerox copies of the proclamation and a list of all the things that happened at that conference. And we're at Dr. Fulton's booth, 131. But it's only a small tribute and honor to what she and all the people who have come under her has done. So thank you.
Just can we have your attention just one more moment? I'm working with Roots, who has sponsored the conference with Mailway, and we represent a campus-based organization at the University of California at Berkeley. And in order for us to get to Nairobi, Kenya, it will take a lot of help because of the expenses. So what we are asking is financial support. All those donations will be greatly appreciated, and they are tax deductible. And upon the conclusion of our conference, when we come back from Nairobi, we intend to share our enriched in spirit experience. We'll be able to provide technical, financial resources for people in the United States. And we are looking for two sponsors that are capable of providing $30,000 or one sponsor capable of contributing $15,000, and we will honor them at the post-conference celebration and on our first international healing cruise in 1986, where Dr. Alvinia Fulton will be with us, and also Baba Tunde Alatunji will be on our seven-day cruise to Jamaica. So we'll be in booth 131. We'd like to see you, anybody that can support us. We'll be welcome any support from $1 on, and any information you need from us will be at booth 131. Thank you very, very much.
I don't see, because there was an Islamic book store.
testing. Hey, and create more energy for the planet.
Well, that was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed this evening's little entertainment diversion.